hour. And we told you earlier this morning, if you were with us, that our little brother Smokey, Pastor Smokey Norfolk, would be with us. And he is here. Welcome to the morning show.
Smokey. It's early.
It is, man.
How do you do it?
He said it's early. How you doing?
Pastor, early shall I seek him? I believe that's Bible.
Ebasha.
I believe that's
Come on,
a good book.
Come on, your time is up. Two minutes.
I'm done.
That's it.
I've got it in. It's tight and it's right. Yes, it is. Man, we saw you at the Inspiration of Music Conference. And,
right.
How was that for you?
It was incredible. Yeah. I had a great time. I felt good to be around all my colleagues and also the people that were exceptionally, you know, receptive. So I really enjoyed myself. Yeah.
You did a class, right?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. That was interesting. Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah. Isn't that what you're supposed to say?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
No, actually, it was really good. I was on a phenomenal panel.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you had the queen of getting it done. Vicky Mack was our panel coordinator.
Yeah.
So, of course, she kept the ball rolling and gave great insight, great information. Tracy Artis was on there.
Yeah.
Vita Brown was on the panel. I mean, it was an incredible, incredible panel.
People are always hungry about the music business, and they want to know, well, how are you able to do what you do? How are you able to have success in the industry like you?
Always ask. That's the question I get all the time. And I tell people, you know, not to be super spiritual and deep, but it really is the truth. The word works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you.
Yeah.
So, you know, the first thing is to seek a lifestyle and make sure that it's a passion of your life and not just, you know, a fad, a trend, a hobby, or even a vocation.
Yeah.
You know, because anybody that does this just as a vocational track, they will soon find out if you're not anointed to do this, you'll be crushed under the weight of this pressure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and the other side is to educate yourself, to equip yourself, get wisdom, to gain understanding. You know, we perish for lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, so that to me, those are the two biggest things when I'm asked that question, I give people. And it doesn't give them what they want.
No, but it's the truth.
But it gives them what they need.
Yeah,
because folks are always trying to find a quick route to
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
And having been in it this long, it's like, no, nothing's quick.
Right.
Nothing's quick, even if you win Sunday Best.
Yeah. There you go.
Nothing's quick.
There you go.
If you win American Idol. Yeah.
Right.
Nothing's quick.
Yeah.
You know, if you want quick success, that means you're not grounded in the word, because the word tells you that you're supposed to plant, water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then after watering, you watch the harvest come up, but it doesn't come up in 2 days.
Right.
Because if your harvest is coming up in 2 days, that's a freak of nature, and that ain't of God.
Right. Well, Proverbs says what comes quick leaves quick.
Oh yeah.
So you can see people who, you know, are contest winners or who have what appears to be instantaneous fame or success or favor.
Yeah.
And you'll not see them again.
Fades
away. It has to be developed.
You talk a lot about your relationship with your dad and
how
you have to drive your dad for years and just sitting under the tutelage. Talk about that mentor. Not only father, but pastor, leader.
He was my dad, my pastor, my friend, and my corrector.
Amen for that.
Yeah.
The rebuker, the chief rebuker in the household.
Yes.
But, you know, my relationship with my father is probably one of the most special and precious things that I've ever had the privilege or the opportunity to really experience.
Okay.
Because, you know, it gave me everything.
Yeah.
It literally gave me everything.
Yeah.
And the biggest lesson that I got is when I had my son.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I fell in love with my child like I've never loved anybody in my whole life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Differently, greater, stronger. I mean, it was a bond and a love that I never, I couldn't even fathom it.
You and Yolanda, talk about this from this perspective, especially, you know, being artists, being ministers, successful in what you do, parenting today, from how when we grew up to how you have to parent your kid now.
Oh, my God.
The wisdom and what's the difference, and what's the wisdom that you use, both of you, to be successful in doing it?
Well, first of all, that love that I experienced with my child is what gave me the love that I looked at my dad.
Yeah.
Different.
And I said, you love me like this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You'll leave the house at midnight and walk, you know, 5 miles to get me some medicine.
Yeah.
You love me like this?
Yeah, yeah.
And he looked at me and said, but your Heavenly Father loves you
even more.
Oh,
yeah.
That messed me up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so in this particular season of parenting, you know, that love, you know, has to be articulated in a myriad of different ways.
Yeah.
Because what has happened is commercialism and television, all these media influences have started trying to parent our children for us. And they don't necessarily get to see our love if we don't intervene, if we don't take authority over those areas of their lives and begin to pour into them.
Yeah.
I mean, they have access. We had this level of, man, they had access. My conversation with my kids is not like anything
Well, I mean, you look at the environment.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Their environment is totally different.
Right.
I mean, you have, I guess, traveled on the shoulders of your dad. Mm. Now you're the one doing it, and they're traveling on your shoulders.
Right.
But your environment
is,
you know, because that's what the Bible tells us. Every generation should get better.
Yeah.
Right.
Your environment is better than the environment you grew up. I'm not talking about the love environment. I'm talking about just spatially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You're able to afford
absolutely.
Things that, you know, your dad was trying to give you but couldn't. And
absolutely.
So that means that they now have opportunities and different things that they see. This is what they grew up in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
not, you know, this is normal to them.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
right.
yeah. Taylor's yeah. norm is totally different
from
a whole lot
it.
Of norms.
Yeah.
And it's totally different from my norm when
mine
I was her
too.
Age.
Yeah.
You know? And we lived real good when I was 13.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know,
exactly.
So it's like, now how do I talk to my child and let her know she's the most important thing in my life?
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, the book on love languages speaks it best. You know, if you incorporate as many of those love languages as you possibly can, and let them know that it's not just things, it's not just possessions, it's not just my provision, but it's also my protection.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's also the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding and the love and, you know, it a myriad of different ways that I do that by being it, by not letting my TV appearances get in the way of their doctor's appointments.
Say that again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
By not allowing you know, radio interviews to get in the way of me walking you out. I've been on the phone with this show and been walking them out of the door at the same time.
Oh, I understand.
Kissing them, saying, hey,
what
y'all
happens
have a good
every day,
day?
if there's a phone call on here?
Yep.
Like, I push away from the mic.
Because it doesn't stop.
It doesn't.
Because it can't stop.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't. They have to know. They can't suspect. I think my dad has made me a priority. No, you're going to know that you are a priority
to me.
You know, absolutely.
Pastor like Smokey Norfolk Jones is in the studio. Got to get into the new single right now.
Woo-hoo,
you know,
yes.
we love. He's family, so, you know, we got to talk it out.
No Greater Love.
No Greater Love. Here's the brand new single for Pastor Smokey Norfolk. We're 27 minutes past the hour.
New music.
Do you mind if I testify? Tell you of the goodness of my Lord. Share some of what he's done for me. How he's opened up so many doors. You may look at me from the outside and think I got here on my own. But there's no way that you could ever know how much grace and mercy I've been shown. Oh, if you look into my eyes, you see life has tried to get the best of me. But I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing. His name is Jesus, and he loves me. And I know this, 'cause he died for me and he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. His name is Jesus. Yes, he loves me. And I know this, 'cause he said it to me when he rescued me. There's no greater love.
before the top of the hour.
My Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we know the song, yeah. Smokey. We love the song.
I'm loving it. Yeah. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear them? Come on, did you hear them?
We are talented, yeah.
Yes. Everybody hiding under Yolanda's voice. Yes.
All in our face, huh? All in our face, huh? And Rio don't recognize Rio.
I thought he was the only smoker.
Yeah, no, no. We got to get another smoker. Robinson.
I got to go back to smoking Robinson.
Yeah, we got to go back to Robinson.
Y'all crazy. But we love that song, and we've gotten a lot of great calls and a lot of great feedback on it. First of all, everyone loves your voice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks,
fam.
It's one of those voices that you pick up right away. Wow. You know, it's not a cookie cutter voice. And to me, I think that is what differentiates you from the norm.
Wow.
You know, because there are a lot of people who want to sing,
yeah.
But there are a lot of people like you who have a distinct sound.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah,
you
know, man.
Well, you know, sound. You got to know how this feels. I gotta tell you, on this side, as a little brother and as a mentee, somebody who has literally followed your footsteps since you performed in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, many, many years ago at a rodeo.
Lord rodeo. Remember that? Dusty.
Many years. Dusty, the whole night. The battle.
For real. It's like, what?
She was in the rodeo?
At the rodeo. Yeah. It was actually at the rodeo grounds, but she sang that at that big thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was a kid. You don't know this. I think I'll never share this. I was 12 years old.
Wow. Mm.
And I was sitting there just marveling, just literally, who is this woman, and how do I do what she's doing, and how, and to then go on and establish a career. God literally opened the doors, and I'm sitting under your tutelage, Donnie, and Kirk, for the whole tour, 7+ months.
Yeah,
that was an incredible experience, and so for you to come full circle and say that today about me,
I'm telling you, I love you.
Think that about me?
I think that of you.
That means the world to me. I really appreciate it. I do.
I love you.
I love you more.
We having a
Pastor, hang around now.
I'm in the midst of it all.
Yeah,
right
we're
now,
in it right now. You're in the midst of it.
Did you see that?
Yeah, praise your way through it, Reverend. Ride the storm out. Pastor Smoke at Norfolk, he's hanging out with us. We got another brand new single coming your way. It's the Yolanda Adams Morning Show on a Fly Friday. My Jesus. Let it out, Reverend. Let it out. Get free.
It's 19 minutes before the top of the hour. We're back with a Pastor Smokey Norfolk.
Amen.
Here
amen,
on the Yolanda Adams amen. Morning Show with Marcus D, AVU, and me. Faith, family, friends, and fun is what we stand on this Fly Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we faithfully love y'all for faithfully
loving us. Pastor Smokey Norfolk. The new CD, what is it going to be titled, and when will the new CD be?
The new CD comes out August the 5th. Let me say it again. August the 5th. Mark it down. Tweet it. Facebook it. All of the stuff. August the 5th is called Forever Yours.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
Yeah, the single is doing really well, and I want to thank you guys, too, for being a support. It's doing really well. It's number 16.
Yeah.
We love it.
All right.
It's rolling. We love it.
Marcus had a great question for you off air.
Which one was it, bro?
You asked him about how they make his living.
Oh, yeah. I often ask, artists, things of that nature, did they ever keep or have a regular job?
Right.
I know a lot of musicians, they started playing early, such as yourself, 5-6 years old, never really had to go fill out an application anywhere. So just for you, did you ever have a job?
I had several jobs, and the difference between me and most is I was grown before I realized we could even get paid to play at a church.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Ha!
Your dad.
My God.
Yeah, because I worked for my father.
Yeah. Right.
So you were paid in meals.
Yeah. So you need some
food and shelter.
You need back pay.
Exactly. But I was a school teacher.
Okay.
I was a phlebotomist while in college, and then in the college, worked for a congressman.
Mm-hmm.
It was a congressional aide. And then... the one that always gets laughter from everybody. I say it to my church, and I don't care how many times they've heard it. Mm-hmm. Every time I say it, they fall out laughing. Mm-hmm. I was a park ranger. See what I'm saying? What is the problem?
Smoking the bag.
Yeah, literally.
I had the big hat, the uniform, Blue Ridge Park, where I had the little thing, and it said Smokey on it.
So you were Pharrell before Pharrell got here.
There you go.
As your park ranger, not that way. were you exercising your authority as a barber?
Over the bears. Over the nature.
Did you, well, you like That's David. Hilarious. Did you have to wrestle with a few?
No. Yeah. No wrestling with bears. No. That's when I knew this wasn't my calling. Yeah. When they called me to the campsite to run a bear out, I said, you want me to go to where it is?
And run him out.
I said, no, this ain't for me.
You needed a word then. Yeah.
I didn't need a word then. I got the word then.
Brand new single now. The next single we're going to play is called I Need a Word. Tell us about that.
I Need a Word. I was going through a season, literally transition, trying to figure out what am I supposed to be doing, God? Yeah. I'm so gifted to do so many things. I need to hear your voice. And then life is so distracting. You got so much going on. Oh, everybody.
Yeah.
You got Facebook, Twitter. You got people, friends. Everybody has an opinion. And so I literally sat down 3 o'clock in the morning. I was sick as a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, God, I can't hear. I'm confused and I'm panicked. Yeah. I'm frustrated. I can't hear. Mm-hmm. God, I need a word.
Yeah.
And in my sick voice, I literally pulled out my phone and began to sing this to myself.
Well, let's hear it. Smoking off for I Need a Word. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word to tell me just what to do. Please send the word. God, I need to hear from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you. Oh, I just got bad news. Life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud. But I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. I need the word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Let me hear your voice. Oh, Lord, I know I need a word from you. Hey, I hear you, Lord. I hear you say, stand still and know that you are God. Oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. Against me shall be able to prosper. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
love that song.
Need a word?
Yes. I need a word. I need a word.
Well, that wasn't your sick voice. You
no,
said
that wasn't your sick
voice. That wasn't your sick voice.
That was your well voice.
That was his well voice.
He received that word.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, man. So the CD's coming out August 5th.
August 5th.
August 5th. Mm-hmm.
It's called Forever Yours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're excited,
August 5th.
Man.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So far, just from the start up until now, talk about that progression for you, man, and how you've developed and matured and grown in the music industry and just as a believer as a whole.
Well, in the music industry, I've seen the maturation of my music.
Yeah,
you know, the production, the quality, the writing. Mm-hmm. You know, I've gone from the elementary school, you know, writing to to really being thoughtful, thought provoking, and really being sincere on a whole new level.
Yeah,
pastoring has helped me with that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Because now I live on the front lines of ministry, mm-hmm. and I get to see every single day what people really go through and what they need to hear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and my discernment has increased, and so I'm able to even in my music bring that into play.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man, because a lot of people don't understand, especially as we grow and mature in this Christian walk, that is one of the most powerful tools we have that we don't tap into,
mm-hmm.
discernment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, people miss out on operating in this.
Come on.
Absolutely.
You know? And that, just talk about just how important that is for us as believers to sharpen that area of
our as believers, and I specifically like to encourage those who are in music or aspiring to be in music. People always want to know, where did you get discovered?
Mm-hmm.
Serving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
God found me serving.
Yeah.
Those individuals that he called as disciples, they were actually serving in their vocational track.
Yeah.
They were working.
Yeah, they're working.
And so for us, if we want to be called in a specific area, you need to be working in that area.
Yeah.
And if you want to stay sharp, if you want to keep your discernment keen, if you want to spiritually grow and mature so that God can get greater glory out of your life and your anointing can increase, you need to continue to serve. Where do you serve?
Yeah.
You know, we see where you work.
So
where do you serve?
Yeah, Pastor, you telling me, as successful as I am,
you need to be serving.
I need to be served.
You need to be serving somewhere, and you need to be serious and sincere, serving God's people in some. We were here. We were put here. We were blessed and anointed with giftings, not to be hoarded, but to be shared. To be given away. And so you got to figure out, where are you giving your gifts to the body of Christ, for the glory of God? Where are you serving?
Now, I know, Pastor, you're great at serving. Mm-hmm. Where is the balance for you as far as fun? I know you chased bears back in the day. but what is your outlet? What do you do for fun?
Everybody asks that, and I go home.
Because people who are not busy don't understand the luxury of sleep.
Yeah. Oh my God, in my own bed, play with my kids, play with my dog. You know, play with my wife.
Where's my bell?
I go home.
And it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I go to the movies with my kids. We'll hang out at Dave and Buster's. Family time. You know, my daughter and I will have daddy daughter time. She'll come home. We'll watch movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I do for fun.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
my sanctuary. It's peace. Yeah. It's no pool. It's no autographs, no pictures.
Yeah.
No, you know, no, hold on here. Talk to my mama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
because
at home, I'm not like I'm a celebrity everywhere, but at the house.
But at home. Ain't that something?
And at church.
Yeah.
Because to them, I'm pastor.
Right.
They don't see anything else. They forget.
Right.
And they'll see me on TV and say, "We forgot you are recording."
Right.
Oh, we forgot. Funny.
Say, that's pastor.
That's pastor.
Yeah, because Yolanda's valuable with that. She taught us that, especially for Marcus and myself, when you go on the road, it's a rest.
Right.
You get home. You know, you use your outlets, like you said. There are certain things that you go enjoy, the movies and games like that.
Exactly.
But you got to learn how valuable rest is.
Absolutely.
Because we try to.
Sabbath.
Yeah, we relate, you know. We got to be super busy,
mm-hmm.
but we never include rest and taking care of our health.
Right. Sabbath. I mean, it's mandated. Yeah. It's scripturally mandated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he rested.
Yeah.
On the seventh day, he rested.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now,
you know, I got to keep busy because I'm in this ministry.
You do, because
that's
you're important.
Yeah.
Because you're powerful and important, and it causes you to feel good about you, but also causes others to think that you are doing more than you really are doing, because we aren't doing any of it.
Yeah.
And so it's pride.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's pride, you know, that I gotta be the savior, I gotta be the rescuer, I gotta get it done, and if I don't get it done, it's not going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
No, I had to learn how to say no, and I had to learn how to take a Sabbath,
yeah.
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 You know,
yeah.
and it's not as easy as it sounds, because you always feel like,
oh, I just need to finish this one thing, yeah. or I just got to be
get older.
Get older.
Right? Right?
It's the luxury of growing and maturing as you age.
Yeah. Right.
You understand. There are just some things I can't do.
Exactly.
There's some people I can't come into covenant with.
Yeah,
there's
absolutely.
Some people that, you know, will be over there on that side of the world, and I love them from across the street.
Right.
But as for me and my house, we live in peace.
Right, right,
nothing
right,
like
right.
It.
And
right.
nothing's going to take that away.
Yeah.
Man. August 5th.
August 5th. It's called Forever Yours. The single available now, No Greater Love. Yeah. You can go get it right now. I'm loving what the people are saying. Yeah. I love you guys.
We love that song. How can we follow you and keep up with your social network?
At Smoking Awful. Official Smoking Awful on Facebook. Mm-hmm. At Smoking Awful on Twitter. At Smoking Awful on Instagram. Somebody get at Smoking Awful.
Yeah. You're one of the best, man. We appreciate you coming
Thank
by this
you, man.
Morning.
Thank y'all so much. Thank you, my sister.
I love you.
I love you more.
The bear chasing. Pastor Smoking Awful.
Yeah. I'm about to take a Sabbath. Bye.